International Standard Book Number, the 16th of February 2021. My name is Perry and this is Backquote episode number 58. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts.
Step 2, question mark.
Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. The ISBN, which stands for International Standard Book Number, is a 13-digit number used for all books, including nonfiction, fiction and children's books, as well as newspapers and magazines. The ISBN number can be used to identify the author, publisher, author name, title, cover and other information. The ISBN is used internationally and requires a different number for each version of the book. The ISBN, which stands for International Standard Book Number, is the unique identification number of a book, be it a non-fiction book, a fiction book or a children's book or a newspaper or magazine. For example, a paperback and hardcover version of the same title will have different ISBN, but if the book is reprinted by the same publisher without modifications or revisions, it will retain the same ISBN. When a book is sold, the ISBN number is printed on the back of the paperback or hardcover book. Here is the International Standard Book Number for the first edition of this book and the ISBN for the second edition. BookBaby offers the distribution of books to most stores worldwide, including Amazon, one of the most influential platforms for selling books. Instead, Amazon has issued its own International Standard Book Number for Kindle eBooks and the ISBN number for hardcover. The ISBN is a 13-digit identification number system that is used and assigned via a network of international ISBN registrars. ISBN are used to identify materials related to the publication, distribution and sale of books in the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand and other countries. If you are not living in the United States, you may not purchase an ISBN from the U.S. government or any other international publisher. The DOI system provides a number of ways to identify books in the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand and other countries. If you are willing to get to the point and get your ISBN, here is how to get it. If you have it, here is how to get it. The ISBN, A is a service that is operated by an existing ISBN and expresses the power of the ISBN. The ISBN stands for International Standard Book Number and is a 13-digit code used to identify books worth millions of dollars. Essentially, it can enable libraries, publishers and booksellers to find and identify specific books. Why do you have an ISBN number? Where does it start and why do I have it? The code is only 13 digits and corresponds to the number of pages in the book, but with a different number for each page. Let us discuss the five key elements of the ISBN number that communicate the number of pages in the book: the name of the author, the title, the author name and the author number, and the page number. International standard book numbers are 10 or 13 digit codes that identify a particular book or version of a book when a retailer, library or anyone is looking for a specific ISBN number. Each published book has a unique number, and all published books have a different number for each of the five key elements, as well as for the title, the name of the author and the author number and page number of each page. All non-serial and traditional books require an ISBN, including books that are part of NAND's Arial Photo series, such as e-books and e-books. Each ISBN consists of 13 digits and can be identified in various ways, such as by the name of the author, the title, the author number, the page number and the page name. This describes how a publication or supply chain can identify a particular book or version of a book with a specific ISBN number so that it can be easily discovered and uniquely identified by others, and ultimately achieve the best possible customer service and satisfaction for the publisher, retailer, library or reader. The ISBN standard was first introduced in the 1970s and brought order to places where chaos had previously prevailed. The original ISBN configuration and recognition was created using the International Standard Book Number Code, an international standard for book numbers created in 1966. This 10-digit ISBN format was developed by the International Organization for Standardization and published as an international standard in 1970. ISBNs in 10 digits, and the SBN code can be converted to an ISBN by prefixing it with a zero. The International Standard Music Number includes scores and is covered by the International Standard Music Number. Periodic publications such as journals are identified by their International Standard Book Number IISN. The 10-digit ISBN format was developed by the International Organization for Standardization and published as an international standard in 1970. The original ISBN configuration and recognition was created on the basis of the SBN code created in 1966 and can be converted to an ISBN by prefixing the SBN code with a zero. ISO has appointed an international ISBN agency as the ISBN registration authority for the world. The ISBN standard was developed in cooperation with the United Nations World Intellectual Property Organization. This is all for today, guys. My name is Perry and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.
Podbot.ai.
Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts.
Step 2, question mark.
Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.